Welcome once again to Spotlight, the Social Housing Podcast. I'm Athena Morse and we are on episode 3. This is the show where we explore critical issues affecting the social housing sector. From policy discussions to real life experiences, our goal is to foster meaningful conversations and innovative solutions for those working and impacted by the social housing sector. This episode is sponsored by Spire House, whose dedication to ethical recruitment in the social housing sector ensures that the right people are in the right roles to make a meaningful impact. We truly appreciate their support in making these discussions possible. So let's get into this article. Today, we're talking about the effects of homelessness in the social housing sector. It's commonly known that the social housing sector has been grappling with these challenges posed by homelessness for as long as we can remember. A variety of factors contribute to this ongoing crisis, including a shortage of affordable housing, rising rental costs, economic instability, and social issues such as mental health and substance abuse. The impacts of homelessness extend beyond the individual, affecting communities and local economies. Residents in social housing often face barriers securing stable employment and accessing essential services. Additionally, the increased demand for social housing constrain public resources, making it difficult for organisations to provide adequate support services to those who need it most. Addressing homelessness in the housing sector is a really complex task that requires collective efforts of government agencies, non-profits and community organisations. Strategies such as increasing the availability of affordable housing, implementing preventative measures for at-risk populations, and providing comprehensive support services are crucial in helping individuals transition into stable living solutions. While some initiatives have shown promise, it's evident that a comprehensive and sustainable approach is paramount to effectively addressing the multifaceted nature of homelessness. The first initiative to note is the early release scheme. Overall, while an early release scheme can offer benefits like reducing prison overcrowding and providing opportunities for rehabilitation, it also requires very careful planning and resource allocation to effectively manage the impacts on the local authorities and social housing systems. Collaborative efforts between central and local governments, plus other stakeholders, will be crucial in ensuring that the scheme supports successful reintegration and addresses potential challenges. The end goal of this scheme is clear. However, I'm curious if motions are in place to provide the support required for these individuals to effectively integrate back into society and not reoffend. There may be initial support, but with overstretched frontline staffing in our sector, I'd be interested to know what long-term procedures are actually in place. We've got to be optimistic though. However, in a society that's already failed many ex-prisoners, leaving them with no home, no options, and an easy route back into crime is really concerning. Are we opening another revolving door for homelessness? Well, 80% of homelessness workers are at risk of burnout. A recent survey by St. Martin's consisted of more than 1,000 frontline employees. Their published findings were as follows. Almost half, 47% of the people who contributed to the survey said their ability to prevent future homelessness has decreased, with 84% reporting an increase in demand for services. 93% of respondents found it difficult or very difficult to find suitable accommodation for people accessing services. Two-thirds, 64% of the survey responded and said that their job was having a negative impact on their own well-being. 52% of staff told the St. Martin's in the Fields survey that they found it really hard to pay their own bills. 44% reported struggling to meet their own housing costs. And the number of households in temporary accommodation has also risen to more than 117,000 nationally. Frontline burnout within the homelessness sector is a significant and growing concern. Workers in this field, including social workers, case managers, outreach workers and support staff, often face intense emotional and physical demands in their roles. Burnout among frontline workers must be addressed. So we're going to discuss the possible strategies to address this growing concern. The second element to these strategies is to address the burnout, first of all. So to do this, there are a few measures we need to take. We need to be implementing support systems. Providing regular supervision, mentoring, and peer support can really help workers process their experiences and develop coping strategies. Organisations should encourage and facilitate self-care practices amongst employees, offering resources such as wellness programmes, mental health days, and access to counselling services. Training and development. We need to invest in ongoing professional development that can equip workers with the right skills that they need to manage the complexities of their role and enhance their resilience. Workload management. Organisations can assess and balance workload across staff to prevent overburdening any single individual and ensuring that caseloads are manageable. Recognition and appreciation. Acknowledging the efforts and achievements of frontline workers can help boost morale and validate their crucial role in fighting homelessness. Flexibility in work arrangements. Allowing flexible schedules or remote work options can help the staff manage their stress and balance their personal and professional lives. Addressing burnout in the homelessness sector is not only crucial for the well-being of frontline workers, but also essential for the effectiveness of services providing those who are experiencing homelessness. By creating a supportive and sustainable work environment, organisations can enhance retention and improve their overall quality of care delivered to their clients. Then we have Section 21. Section 21 of the Housing Act 1998 across England and Wales allows landlords to regain possession of their property without having to provide a reason, provided that they follow the correct legal procedures. However, this legislation has come under criticism for contributing to housing insecurity and homelessness, particularly in the private rental sector. So what is the case to ending these Section 21s? Well, increased stability for tenants. Ending Section 21s would provide a greater security for tenants, as landlords would be required to provide legitimate reason for the eviction. This could help tenants feel more secure in their homes and reduce anxiety that is associated with potential eviction. Reduction in homelessness. Studies have shown that no-fault evictions are a significant cause of homelessness. By abolishing Section 21s, many tenants will be protected from sudden and unexpected eviction, which could help them reduce the number of individuals and families that find themselves homeless. It promotes better relationships. Eliminating the option for no-fault evictions may encourage better communication and relationships between landlords and tenants. It could foster a more collaborative approach to resolving these disputes. It encourages long-term tenancies. The removal of Section 21s could also lead to more long-term tenancies and stability in the rental market. Landlords may adopt their strategies to retain tenants rather than seeking short-term profits through frequent turnover. However, this does come with its own host of challenges and considerations. While the movement to end Section 21s gained traction, it's essential to consider the possible challenges. Landlords are going to have concerns. Some landlords may feel that abolishing Section 21s limits their ability to manage their property effectively. They may worry about difficulties in regaining possession in cases of problematic tenants. Implementations of new frameworks. Policymakers would need to develop a robust framework to ensure that landlords can still regain possession when necessary, such as for non-payment of rent or breaches of contract. It's also going to make a market impact. There could be unintended consequences in the rental market, such as a decrease in availability of rental properties, and many landlords might choose to even exit the market due to perceived increased risks. Ending Section 21s is seen by many as a crucial step towards creating a more equitable and stable rental market. As debates continue, it's vital for stakeholders to include tenants' rights groups, landlords, and policymakers to engage in dialogue and create a solution that balances the needs both for the tenants' security and for the rights and concerns of the landlords. Alongside this, one thing we need to consider is domestic abuse. Shelter have recently highlighted their concern between domestic abuse and homelessness. Domestic violence is a significant driver for homelessness, particularly for women and children. and it's a problem that intersects with many other issues like poverty, mental health, and systemic inequalities. Shelter and other organisations have been advocating for solutions that address the root cause of homelessness, but systematic issues often complicate progress. The points I'm about to mention are crucial in supporting these women and their families in a safe, secure, and affordable accommodation. First of all, we need adequate funding for supportive services. We need to ensure that there's significant funding for domestic violence shelters, legal aid, and support services. These services need to be well-founded to provide immediate safety and long-term support for survivors. Next is affordable housing. We need to increase the availability of affordable housing. Many survivors of domestic violence find themselves homeless because they cannot afford housing, especially if they are leaving an abusive partner, and many have likely lost their jobs or income. We need to look at policy changes. Advocating for policies that protect and support survivors, such as rent subsidies and protections against eviction, can help prevent homelessness from occurring in the first place. Then we need coordination between agencies. Ensuring that housing agencies, social services, and domestic violence organisations work together can streamline the process for survivors to address the help that they need. Ultimately, it's a really challenging and complex area to address. And these issues require a multifaceted approach that includes prevention, immediate support, and long-term solutions. It's crucial that as a society, we not only react to the symptoms of this crisis, but we also need to address the root cause to create long-lasting change. Thank you for listening to today's episode of Spotlight Social Housing Podcast. A big thank you, as always, to Kim Parsons for her in-depth analysis and commitment to addressing the effects of homelessness in the social housing sector. To ensure that we also have our part to play within the social housing sector, our team at Spire House provide ethical recruitment support to our clients within the sector. As part of our recruitment package, we offer a platform like this to share and explore innovative ideas, discussing pain points, and networking with like-minded professionals. Then we have the Social Housing Roundtable, which is run by our recruitment partner, Matt Baird. With over 1,200 members on that mailing list, including tenants, EOs, heads of service, and frontline staff, the Social Housing Roundtable hosts sessions that are run by Matt Baird alongside industry specialists that tackle key sector issues. We also have an archive of over 130 past discussions available on YouTube and Spotify, so we'd encourage you to go and check them out. If you'd like more information or want to participate in future discussions, or even highlight key subjects within our Spotlight Social Housing newsletter, don't hesitate to reach out. That's it for today. Let's keep pushing for a more inclusive and equitable housing system for all.